Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, January 17, 2023 is 1899 United States Senate election in Pennsylvania. An election for the United States Senate was held by the Pennsylvania General Assembly beginning on January 17, 1899, to fill the seat then held by Matthew Key for a six-year term beginning March 4, 1899. Key was a candidate for re-election, but was damaged by a pending indictment for involvement in financial irregularities with state money. His trial took place during the 3 months that the legislature attempted to resolve the Senate deadlock, and he was acquitted the day it adjourned, having failed to elect a senator. Key was appointed to the Senate seat by the governor, but the Senate refused to seat him on the grounds that the governor lacked the constitutional authority to make this election, and the seat remained vacant until the next meeting of the legislature, in 1901. When Key was elected, Key was Pennsylvania's Republican political boss, and had served two terms in the Senate. Dissident Republicans and reformers were determined to defeat him for a third term, and sought to elect candidates in the 1898 elections for the legislature. Prominent among the anti-Key forces was Philadelphia businessman John Wanamaker, who had been defeated for the Republican nominations for senator in 1897 and governor in 1898 through Key's influence. Wanamaker made speeches against Key during the 1898 campaign, though he refused to seek the Senate seat himself. Although Republicans had an ample majority in the legislature, enough were anti-Key to deny the senator the majority he needed for re-election. Democrats and anti-Key Republicans refused to ally to elect another candidate, though they had a majority between them. Democrats supported their 1898 gubernatorial candidate, George A. Jenks, while the dissident Republicans voted for several candidates before settling on Benjamin F. Jones. The legislature voted once a day during the session of over 3 months. No compromise was reached, and the session ended on April 20 without the election of a senator. After the session and Key's acquittal, Governor William A. Stone appointed Key to the vacancy, but the Senate refused to seat him by one vote, and the senatorship remained vacant until 1901. Key blamed his fellow Republican political boss, Mark Hanna of Ohio, for the defeat in the Senate, and revenged himself at the 1900 Republican National Convention by supporting Thomas C. Platt's scheme to politically sideline Governor Theodore Roosevelt of New York by making him vice president, over Hanna's great objection. After Key's return to the Senate in 1901, he served there until his death in 1904, when control of Key's political machine passed to his fellow Pennsylvania senator, Boyce Penrose. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 056 UTC on Tuesday, January 17, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for 1899 United States Senate election in Pennsylvania. This podcast is produced by Abulse May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WODD Pod on Twitter. Abulse May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Matthew Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.